40 Days of Words, Singing Words of Praise, Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Newsflash, words are usually spoken, but they can be sung too, and they can be joyful, faith-filled, and God-honoring. In both the Old and New Testaments, those who followed God would be singing to him. The Psalms are all songs, after all, and they were originally all sung. Although songs can be sorrowful, they can also be uplifting and full of praise. Here, in Psalm 100, one of my favorite psalms, David was excited to be going to God's house. The Jews use this as a processional hymn. Notice verse 4, which says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." They were going to church. Well, they didn't call it church back then, but you know what I mean. This psalm does not have one sorrowful note in it, but it is totally happy, as every Christian should be, as he enters the courts of the Lord. Yes, there are many negative noises around us. TV, in the papers, and even friends, family, and neighbors could quickly sour our experience and drag us down. But singing for many, or at least listening to good Christian music, can be an escape from the doldrums and help lift us up in a time of praise and thanksgiving. You might want to have some good Christian music ready to play and lift you if you start to feel defeated or down, or just when you want to praise the Lord. I know it works for me. My prayer, Lord, thank you for music. Help me to use it to help me live my life that is pleasing to you, one that is full of praise and thanksgiving to you. Amen.